Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we've been on this series throughout the year about home buying, and we've gone through a couple of steps. Today, we're going to start a new one. Can you catch us up?
Yeah, absolutely. We went through or are going through the different steps of the home ownership process. The first one being is, I think I want to own a house. The second one was getting mortgage ready. Since most people can't afford to buy a house cash, we talked about the things you have to do to get mortgage ready. Mm-hmm. The third step in the process is to actually find the house.
Right.
And there's some things that you have to do and know in order to find the house. So let's get started on that today. But the first thing you want to do is know what you want. You got to help the realtor help you, right? You got to have some idea of what type of house you want, the size of house you want, what are the required amenities, not just the nice to haves, but what are the things you absolutely have to have. And then the final thing is location.
Yes.
Where is this house going to be? Now, you want to do your due diligence and be an informed homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to discover what will be the impact of moving to that zip code or that neighborhood on your insurance premium.
Yep.
That can be very significant. Your car and your home ownership premiums can really impact you just based on where you live. The next thing you want to check is, what is the property tax on that house going to be? Is it a low tax community or is it a higher tax community? Are there special assessments hanging around? The next thing you want to check is the school district and neighborhood school rating, right? What is the rating for the school district? And specifically, when you start zeroing in on houses and neighborhoods, what is this rating of that particular neighborhood school? The elementary school, the middle school, the high school, you want to know those things. And local government, you want to be aware of what's happening with the local government and the school board, right? What's going on in the city council? How is the city progressing? Now, the other thing you want to do in order to get all that information is use websites diligently. Check with local media. Search out local newspapers. Like in Sterling Heights, we have a local newspaper called The Century. You want to make sure you get hooked up to those things as you're looking for this area. Engage with social media. There are Facebook groups and other groups that talk about neighborhoods. Property valuation sites. It'll give you some idea of what property's worth in a particular neighborhood, what a particular house is worth, to give you an idea. Once again, this is part of doing your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you want to check out the neighborhood crime statistics and insurance ratings to see what the insurance companies think about where you're getting ready to move and what the crime statistics look like. Yeah. So those are the things you want to do as you start talking about where is it I want to live, how you're going to find the house. You want to do your due diligence and try to get as much of that information as you can, because buying a house kind of fixes you to an area. It's
right.
Not something you can get out of that easily. So you want to make the right choice and consider all the factors.
Absolutely. And we can get that information on your website, which is moneysmartlife.org, because this is not an episode of House Hunters. And you can also go to my website for all the archives, which is TakeControlTuesday.com. Thank you, Mansa.
Thank you.